to another episode of Staccato. Today we have a guest that I originally met in Peru, but actually we go to the same school and everything now. So we have another MS2. We had Ren a little while earlier. This is Matthews. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing good. We're glad to have you on. I was just saying that we have so many fun Peru stories to talk about, and I know it's been a while since we were there this past summer, but we can go down memory lane, rehash it a little bit. But do you want to give everyone like a quick introduction? I said that you're an MS2, but like give us a little bit about yourself.
I go to U of A College of Medicine, Tucson. I did my undergrad here as well. I'm originally from Phoenix, so yeah, I've been in Peoria since I was like five. But then I've been here for like 6 years for undergrad and now for med school. So, yeah.
Very cool. And then why did you do Vive Peru? Like, what drew you to that?
I guess firstly, I needed something for my like global distinction track. So I was like kind of open to anything, but I was like, you know, if I do like a Spanish speaking country, then I'll at least like learn a little bit of Spanish and maybe that'll come in handy in Tucson, you know, especially with like such a big Spanish speaking population. So at least for us, Peru was almost the only choice it felt like where you could like have one that was Spanish speaking.
And
Very
speaking
cool.
of Spanish speaking, you came in with like very minimal experience. Had you taken one class before? Maybe.
I taken high school Spanish, so I hadn't used Spanish. I did whatever, like two, three classes of like high school Spanish, and then like have not used it in the past, like literally like 6 years. So I came in knowing just about nothing. So it was a struggle.
Which led to some pretty fun adventures, but also I want to give you props because by the end of that trip, you were doing pretty okay. Like you were making conversation, you could say the basic stuff. You feel like you retained any of that, or like it's
Yeah, I
gone
feel
now?
like somewhat. It's hard to say, but I think the biggest thing is like now I like put on like the Spanish subtitles of the shows to like hopefully like hold on to something.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I can feel it like kind of fading, but I'm trying to do like we have like Mexona and stuff, so just to like go to Mexico and like talk to Spanish speaking patients. So it did kind of come in handy there where, you know, I could at least be like, is there paid here or here? Like with the basic stuff, you know, so just a little bit.
Did you do a Mexona after coming back?
I did, yeah.
Okay,
So it was
nice.
nice, yeah.
Do you get
Cool.
to do that, Avantika?
The signups for that fill up so quick. And so there's so many fun opportunities here. You can do like help out at the clinics, or you can go to Mexico and help out there, but it's so competitive because everyone wants to do it. So I'm just patiently waiting my turn for the one time I'm going to be first to open up that link and put my name on it. But yes, I do want to do Mexona at least once if I can do it.
That like it prioritizes people who haven't gone before.
That would be a good system, but I don't think we're there yet.
I think because of people like me, they've tried to put like a 2 visit limit per semester. So I've got my first visit in, so we'll see. But yeah, you have to
Yes.
like put like a timer. Like I have like the email notifications pop up on my watch and I'll like log in right away. But yeah, otherwise there's no shot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it felt with all the excursions this summer with my internship. I never was fast enough to sign up for them, so I had to like go do all the stuff by myself.
And here, like, people are so on it. Even if you're 3 minutes late, all the spots are gone. Like,
Oh
that's too
yeah,
much. You have to
it was the
open up.
same. Since you guys are so deep into school now, does it feel like you went to Peru like a year ago?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, same. I was trying to like kind of go over what we wanted to talk about, and I was like, man, it feels like we did this forever ago. Like, it's just such a different life here. You're in a routine, doing the same thing every day. That's forever ago.
How many weeks were you in Peru then, Matthews?
I was there for 4 weeks. So I had, yeah, so I think I overlapped like pretty much the whole time with Avantika. But I was also living separate. So like I was at a different host family. And so I was like alone at the house like the first week and the last week.
Okay, very nice. I was gonna say, like, if you were like speaking okay by the end, you must have been there for a little bit, because definitely a week or two would not have been enough. So a month's a good chunk.
Yeah, and I mean, you really have no choice, you know, when you're like taking like the bus system and like the doctors and stuff. So, yeah, you have
Absolutely.
to learn. So,
yes.
Ren was his roommate. So the 2 weeks that Ren was in Peru, that's when he had a roommate, and then first and last week he was alone. But did we want to go into some of the stories?
Sure.
First one off the top of my head, I think you're gonna have to narrate, but I'm thinking of when we had to go to the school. I don't want to give it away, but do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, I do. Yeah,
Okay.
so one of the things we do as part of like the Vivia Peru thing is like we go and teach English to some of the students. And so my translator tells me that I need to be at this bus stop with and get in a van at the bus stop, but like not much more than that. So then I text Avantika and Leah, and I'm like, what exactly? Like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, oh yeah, just this is the correct like bus stop, this is the address. Just be here like 2:30 or whatever. And I'm like, okay, great. So I walk to the bus stop and I'm waiting there and I'm like, I don't see anyone. So like Avantika and Leah aren't there. Like there are like official buses leaving the bus stop, but I'm like, we're not taking like a full like tour bus to this place. Like people like start approaching me on the street because I'm kind of there's like security guard in the building. He's kind of like giving me these weird looks because I'm just like walking back and forth in front of the building. And yeah, so someone approaches me on the street to try and like sell me something. Like I wave him off. And then yeah, still, and then I text Avantika and Dia, and like the messages are all like not going through because they didn't have internet. So I'm like, maybe they already left because at this point it's like 2:35, 2:40, like no one showed up. And so I'm
He's
kind of
got
like,
no information from anyone else either, not the translator, not our program coordinator. So he's just on the streets waiting for someone to show up and hopefully us to leave together.
And then finally this lady comes and she's also like apparently trying to sell me something and she's like very persistent though. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, no, like I'm trying to wave her off. And again, this is like, you know, day two, day three of like me being in Peru.
So you're using your full arsenal. You're like, no gracias, I'm good.
Yep, that was the extent of my vocabulary. Yeah, I had no idea what she was saying, but I was like, you know, I'm not here to like be sold anything, you know? But then she's like, do you know Belinha, who was our program director? I was like, oh wait, this person that I've been like trying to wave off was actually like the driver and like one of the teachers. So
He was like trying to get away from her, trying to dodge her. Like,
you thought she
avoid.
was trying to sell you something because you didn't understand what she was saying?
Yeah, and also because other people were like regularly approaching us, like trying to sell us stuff. So I thought, you know, this is gonna be like a bus that's departing from the station. I didn't realize that it was a van parked in front of the station, and this station was just like to let us know where to meet.
The
So I was
meeting
like, this
point.
can't be, you know, anything related. So I just, yeah.
Because the directions were a little confusing. They said meet at a bus station. So the first time me and Thea went to, we were like, okay, we're waiting for a bus or waiting for a bus driver. But then just this random white van shows up. And then I could like speak. So someone came out of the white van and we were like, oh, okay, we're going to go to the school using this white van. But Matthews didn't know that. So he saw a suspicious white van pull
Yeah,
up.
no,
He saw
not
this
sketchy at
lady harassing
all.
him. Yeah. So he was not prepped. Poor guy. And then finally, they got that shared connection, and then he got in the car. Everything was
Avantika,
okay.
why
But
didn't you think to tell him, look for the lady coming out of the white van?
I also didn't think to tell him that everything runs on Peru time. And so I was like, oh, yeah, 2:30 is when we always meet. We didn't show up to like 2:40, 2:45. Like, we were pushing the time every time because the bus wasn't or the van wasn't there. And so Matthews missed a lot of critical steps, unfortunately. But it was a good and funny learning experience. Yeah. Always the miscommunication. But then I'm thinking of another story that involves zero communication, just like a unfortunate like the clock.
The what?
Your lock. You want to
Oh, my
talk
lock.
about
Yeah. Okay, so everyone thought that I was like crazy because I was telling everyone that in order to get into like my host family's house, there's a specific order in which you had to unlock the lock. So you turn the first lock once, then the second lock, then you had to go up to the first lock again and the second lock. And if you don't do it in that order, like it's not gonna unlock. And they're like, that's crazy, this is just like a normal lock.
Acacia's giving you a funny look too. Like, it sounds like some sort of hex. You're going crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so like it didn't make sense to me either. Like I don't know like why it worked. All I knew was that like after spending like a good 10 minutes like, you know, also like looking like a foreigner at somebody else's like door, like just, you know, sticking keys into their door, like that seemed to be the only thing that worked. So I was like, I don't know, but like it works. So yeah. So
They all thought I was crazy, and then one time I had them like actually try it. We recorded it, and sure enough, like that is the only order that works. And like the logic we figured out later was that like you have to like loosen the locks. Like when you loosen the first lock, kind of like you could push the door back a little, and that allows a second lock to turn. It's like complicated to explain, but point being, like I was out there for a while, like just messing with
That's a
that
pretty
lock.
elaborate security system they got going
Yeah,
on.
yeah.
You
They
have
were
both the
very.
keys, but
What's
you
that?
still can't. You have both the keys, but you still can't enter the house. Like you had to have the whole system figured out.
Yeah, and there was also like instances where like I could do the whole thing, but they also had for the extra security, they had like a top lock. So they had like three locks total, and this was like a deadbolt lock that like didn't need a key. So like there was one time where I was like coming home late, and so I'm coming home like maybe like midnight-ish, and I'm like unlocking the doors, and like they've put like the deadbolt on top. So even though I have both keys and I did like the magic combo, like I still can't get in.
You were
So
still missing a step.
yeah, so I was like, I don't want to like wake everyone up like at midnight to like try and let me in. But like I was like, the other choice is like I'm out on the street. So I was like, I pressed the intercom or whatever, but everyone's like dead asleep. And also, by the way, the host family has also left in the middle of this, which is at all a whole other like side story. But yeah, the kids are asleep in the house, so that they're not like waking up to the intercom. So I'm stuck outside. And I ended up having to like Uber back to like Avantika and Thea's host family and like stay there for the night because like I couldn't get into my own house. So it was
Quite
dramatic.
a few
I feel
events.
like all the door stuff is like a classic like Airbnb situation. Like I remember one of the Airbnbs I stayed at in Italy, like the key was just so temperamental. And there was one time where I literally for 10 minutes could not get the door to open, but the Airbnb host was like in the unit above me. And so he was always, it was kind of weird. He always like was like staring out the window. And so after 10 minutes of hearing me mess the door, he like comes and like peers out the window and is like, what's going on? I was like, the key is not working. So he came down and let me in. But it was just like, I don't know, Vantika, if you've had that with your Airbnbs where the key situation is just way harder than it
Yes.
needs to be.
Yeah, or even once in Costa Rica, it was the same situation. Or actually, no, it was the person that was trying to get into their house forgot their key, but came home late at night. And usually we just keep the doors open because we lived in this gated community. But that one night, for whatever reason, maybe it was too late, like he couldn't get in because he didn't have the key and it was locked. So he tried calling his host family, no one was picking up. And then he tried using one of my bobby pins to like finagle the lock and try to get in. And I have such funny videos of him like soft talking the lock and like trying to convince him to let him in. But none of it worked. And so he had ended up staying with my host family without my host family knowing, because like we weren't allowed to have guests and stuff. But then he left early in the morning. It was completely fine. But there's always stories. And then also, while Matthews was telling that story, I was reminded there was like one of the first few days when you were still trying to figure out the lock. I remember like you went inside and you were like trying to figure out if it's working or not. And you're like locking, unlocking. And he's at this for like a couple minutes. And then he turns around and he sees his host mom just watching him.
And she was like cleaning the window or something, and yeah, she was just like staring at me like, what are you doing? You know, because it looks like I'm like planning like some break-in or something with it. But yeah.
And you were at it for like a minute trying to figure this out. Because when we were trying to figure out his locks, it took us at least 10 minutes to like, even though we knew
Wow.
the combo, we couldn't get in. It was a whole thing. But yeah, lots of funny situations. But a good time overall.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just rattling stories. So if we want to like digress or talk about something else, that's fine.
If
But
nothing else comes to mind, I have a question. If you don't have any other
okay, we
stories
can
that
do
come
a
to mind.
question and then we'll go back to the story because I have another story we can talk about.
Veronica, she's like, I'm not gonna keep rattling things off, but I have another one. But I
What's
was going to
her name?
ask you then, Matthews, because you have the global distinction track. Are you interested in like working abroad, like doing Doctors Without Borders kind of situation, or why'd you pick a global distinction track?
To be honest, I mean, I think one big reason was just it seemed like a fun, like adventure type of thing. I think that was a big part of it. But in terms of like in the future, I think I don't know if I'd want to do it like as like a full-time like career thing. I think I would want to do it like as like, you do it for like a month or something and then you come back. Like I don't know if I think like the infectious disease aspect and stuff like that always like scares me a little. And so like if I was working like, some kind of like 14 days on, 14 days off schedule, which is like common for like some of the specialties I'm looking at, I think then it would be like cool to like, on my 14 days off, like, do 7 of them like, somewhere else and like, be making an impact, but also get to see the world. Like it seems like a good combo. But yeah, I guess all of that is post med school, post residency, so things might change.
It seems
Very
too
interesting.
far away. Very far in the future, but we'll get there eventually.
So what was that third story you were thinking of?
Yeah, so on to
The suspense
go.
is killing you, huh? I was thinking about Carlos. That's a whole saga. You, why are
I'm
you
joking.
looking confused? Carlos? On the walk back from the club? Oh, what was his name
Carlos.
was Carlos, right?
I mean, I have no idea, but my
Okay.
memory is foggy.
I'll start with this one and you jump in if you feel the need. So
Okay.
basically, we were all out one night and we were walking back, and it was a group of four of us. And so we were like, we were safe. We were all walking back together. And then maybe 5 minutes into our walk, we noticed that like another person from the club is also coming that way home. And so at first, we think nothing of it, but then he kind of crosses the street and he's walking with our group a little bit. And so now we're getting nervous. And then he starts talking to us, and he was like our age, probably even younger than us, like probably only 17, 18. And he starts talking to us, but all of us, like, we're tired. It's been a long night. We're not really comprehending everything. And so we think he's trying to follow us home. And so, all like three of us are telling this Carlos guy, we're like, no, you can't come home with us. Like, you have to go to your home. We're going to our home.
Was
Like,
he
stop
drunk?
following. Yes, it was after the club.
He wasn't the only one.
We were like, you need to stop following us. Like, don't come home with us. I will say Matthews was the nicest out of the group and like gave him the benefit of the doubt and was like, guys, he's not following us. Like, he's just trying to get to his house too. But we just like, I don't know, we felt so nervous. And we like kept walking with him, kept walking with him. He's not going his own way. And we're like, guys, he's really trying to follow us home. Like, we need to come up with a plan. We need to beat this guy. And so the four of us do a little huddle and we're like, okay, what are we going to do? Like, we have to make sure he's not coming home with us. And so then we decide this brilliant plan of ours is that we're going to walk and we're going to pretend to turn onto a street that's not actually ours, but we're going to turn on the street. And if he follows us, well, then that means like he's actually following us. But if he continues on the main road and doesn't come on the street with us, then we're safe. We're fine. So all of us like, okay, guys, the next left turn, we're all going to make it together. And so we're walking, walking. The left turn comes. We're like, okay, Carlos, this is our house. We got to go. Bye. We make the left turn. And I will say, Carlos was so nice. He was like, okay, guys, it was so nice walking with you. Thanks for the company. Like, hope you guys get home safe. And we're like, okay,
One
bye.
of the
Like,
few situations where someone following you at night in the dark is not actually
no,
malicious.
seriously. And so he wishes a good night and then keeps going on the main road. And we're on the side street just waiting and waiting. We're like, is he going to turn? Is he going to follow us? And we wait 2 minutes and he doesn't come. And we're like, yes, guys, we did it. We beat Carlos. We outsmarted
Yeah,
him.
I think
And
this
then
is
we
one story where we
continued.
have very different perceptions on what happened
Really?
that night. Well, I mean, yeah, I think I've told you this was like, see, as far as I'm concerned, he was not following us at all. He was just trying to go home. Like, when we say following, it sounds like we're like making all these like turns down the street and he's like just not, he's like locked in, like following us down all these turns. Realistically, we leave the club or whatever, and this is like the main big street that's there. And it's just like one straight shot down the main street. And so we're not making any turns, we're just walking in one straight line. So like it makes perfect sense that like he would be following us supposedly.
Exactly. But like Acacia said, when it's nighttime and it's dark and late, you get nervous. But I think we were definitely over exaggerating the whole thing. Carlos was a nice man. Hope he's doing okay. Hope he made it home safe as well. But I will say Matthew's Spanish speaking skills kind of came through that night. Like you were talking to Carlos, you were telling him, like I feel like you guys were having a conversation that was towards the end of our trip.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great conversation where I guess he thought I was like Hindu, I think, because I was Indian. So like I guess the Spanish words and all that was like kind of confusing, where like he was like insisting that I was like Hindu, and I was like, no, I'm like from India, but I'm not Hindu. And so whole fun miscommunication there, I guess. But yeah, we had a grand time. Like me and him were just walking back from the club, like casually, but yeah, everyone else just apparently thought he was following us, so.
Yeah. So that's the Carlos story. I don't think I have any more off the top of my head.
I think one story I was thinking of was the massage story that me and Kyle
Oh.
experienced.
So many just like funny instances and moments. I'll let you tell this one.
Okay. So me, Kyle, and Avantika, like this is like one of the days we decided to like stay like in town for the weekend. And so we're like, we've been traveling a lot these past weekends. Let's have like a good like chill weekend. And so what we do is we like book like a massage at one of these places. And so we go in, and so there's like the three of us, and the first thing the masseuse asks us is like, so like which one of you guys is like the couple here? And we're like, none of us, we're just somos amigos, and then so anyway, they seem like a little bit confused by that, but then they're like, okay, like we have two rooms. So they have Avantika go to one of the rooms, and they have me and Kyle take the fancy couples room because those are the two rooms they had. And yeah,
They
we
had like nice music going on, the lights were dimmed, the mood was set, and I got like some side storage closet. It's where all their extra equipment was. There were no blinds, the sun was shining in, and so they got a very nice and cozy atmosphere.
Yeah, it was very. Me and Kyle walked in, and like we see like a shelf with like romantic massage tools, and we're like, what have we like gotten
What's
ourselves
a
into?
romantic massage
Okay, not
tool?
as like bad as it sounds. I'm talking like peacock feathers and like that type of thing, I guess.
Like
Yeah,
blindfolds.
blindfolds. Yeah, so like me and Kyle are just like laying on the his and hers like massage tables with like blindfolds on, and like the lady comes in, and I see like through like the periphery of the like the blindfold, I see like these like peacock feathers. And I'm like, what is going on? But I mean,
They
yeah,
tell them
so.
to put the blindfolds on, and they're like, "Do we take our clothes off?"
Like what is the appropriate thing to do here? Like
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess that was like, so like the massage starts and like it's like chill, and but then so towards the like midway through the massage, they like ask us to turn over, and like neither me or Kyle like understand that that's what's being asked of us. So then they have like take our blindfolds off and like kind of like show us with their hands, like like flip over type of thing. And so like at that point, I think they realized that like we don't speak good Spanish. So what they do is at the end of the massage, rather than like they like cover us up with these like blankets, and then they step out of the room. And as far as me and Kyle are concerned, this is like part of the massage. Like they're like covering us up and like giving us like time before like the second part commences or whatever, I guess. So what actually happened was that this was like the end of the massage, and neither me or Kyle like realized this. So I'm just laying there like waiting for them to come back, and I'm like, wow, they're like really like letting us have a while in here. Like I feel like we're running kind of long, but I was also super sleepy from the day before, so I just ended up falling asleep. And I wake up like maybe 15 minutes later to like Kyle like calling me, and he's like, I think it's over. And I'm like, no, I think they're like gonna come back. They wouldn't just like leave without like telling us. And he's like, no, I think we're just like supposed to like get up and leave now. And then we like get ready, like we put our clothes back on, and then we like look out the window, and then Avantika's like been sitting there for a while, like just like drinking her coffee after I think she had like had the longer massage. So she was also kind of upset that like we got like the VIP treatment of like being in there for like a while. But really we were just laying in
When they
there.
stuck their heads
Sleeping,
out,
apparently.
yeah, sleeping.
when they stuck their heads out, they had like the sleep marks on their face. Both of them. And I had just been sitting out outside. So my massage ended. I got the memo that it was over. So like I got ready, I left the room, and then they give us a little complimentary drink at the end. So I'm sipping my drink and it's been 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, like they got 5 extra minutes. That's not fair. And then it's been 10 minutes. And then I think it was like close to 20 or 25 minutes by the time they actually woke up and realized what was going on. And so I was just sitting all by myself drinking my tea that was over at this point. And then they also had a cat there. So it was just me and the cat outside just waiting for their massage to be over.
That's too good. That's too good.
Oh, yeah. And then I didn't have any Wi-Fi there either. So I was like, okay, I'll play Candy Crush. Like that'll make some time pass. And then I got bored with Candy Crush and I was like, okay, now I'll play like some other game I have on
Oh
my
my
phone.
God. That's too
But they got a
funny.
nice nap in. Yeah, that
Did
was
you
a
end
fun.
up going like every week, or you just got two massages a
I
month?
only got two total because I think we
Okay.
figured out like the massage place 2 weeks before the end. And so I got like 1 2 weeks before the end and then one right before I left. Yeah.
Yeah,
How
I just
many
had
did you get? Did
the
you
one
just
was
go?
enough for me.
Yeah.
One was enough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then I don't know if I told this story on the podcast, but the first time I went, I just went, or it was me and Thea that went the first time. And the masseuse was talking to me, and I tried telling her, she asked if I get massages often, and I was like, no, not really. And so, whatever, we were having a conversation, and I tried telling her that the massages in Peru were much better than the ones in the States. And I thought I was clear about it. Like, you can't really mess that up too much. But after I said that sentence, she got really quiet, and then we didn't talk at all for the rest of the session. And I was like, oh, did I say the wrong thing? And so the entire second half of the massage, I was so tense because I was like, I hope I didn't offend her. I hope she doesn't think that I just dissed her massage. Like, what if she thought I was trying to say the States were better than Peru? And she's like really upset about that. And so I was just anxious. And the whole time I was like, okay, I hope she's not mad at me. And so at the very end, I made it a good point to be like, that was amazing. Thank you so much. And what she told me, she was like, save your comments for the front desk. And I was like, no, it was a compliment. Like, I don't know. I think, like, I'm so scared she mistook my first comment and thought I was saying something bad. And then that's why when I went to say something the second time, she was like, just tell the people at the front. And
That's
so I was like,
crazy.
yeah. And I was like, no, I was just trying to say
How did
this.
you miss that? Like I'm trying to conceive of what you could have said that
That's
it
what
was
I'm saying.
backwards.
I don't, maybe she didn't hear me because my face was facing like down.
Oh.
And so maybe it got muffled or something. And so that was the first time. Second time again, I was anxious to show up because I think she hates me at this point. And so I
Yeah.
come with two other friends this time. And I'm like, see, I'm like spreading your business around and telling people about you. And then I saw her and I was like, hey, I'm back again. And then she like smiled at me, but we didn't talk like we were talking the first half of the session.
She was
So
probably talking shit with you, shit about you to
I
other people, being
bet.
like, this American girl came in and had the nerve to say that American massages are better.
Seriously, that's why I got stuck in the storage closet the second time for my massage. It wasn't actually a storage closet, but that's where they put all their extra equipment. It definitely wasn't the VIP suite. But yeah, so I was there twice and had quite an experience both times.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we are the timer is going, so I don't you since you didn't get to the end of the episode, Matthews, maybe you don't remember we do Song of the Week at the end of all of our episodes, so we just talk about what we have been listening to on repeat lately.
Okay. Let me see what songs I liked recently.
Vontka, do you have one?
Yeah, I'll have a full circle moment because last time we recorded the
Okay.
podcast, you guys put me on F1 Trillion. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got
And
some new
so,
music.
exactly, I got some new music. It was new country music. Post Malone came out with a country album. And so I have actually been listening to that nonstop for the
Very
last 2
good.
weeks. And let me find my favorite song. We rattled off a bunch of songs last time, so I'll think of a song that we didn't already say.
I think for mine, I'll say the song Reina de Mentiras, which it's not what I've been listening to necessarily super lately, but I thought of it because pre-Peru, I was like listening to this as like some kind of like romantic song, because I was like, oh, Reina de, I know that means queen of, so queen of something, like it's like a very like sweet romantic song. And I go to Peru and I learned that mentiras means lies, so very different tone.
Classic.
And then my song is going to be Hide My Gun off the same album, but it's
That's a
about,
good
like,
one.
yeah, I love you so much. And if I kill someone, will you hide my gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very country.
Exactly.
And then I have been listening to the new Camila Cabello album. And you know what? At first listen, I was like, oh, this is only okay. But then there have been like a couple singles off of it that have stood out to me. So the album is C, comma XOXO. And I like, I think, whatever. Oh, Hot Uptown with Drake is good. That one's, yeah, that one's good. Baby Pink is also good. Can Friends Kiss is the one that's been coming up a lot, but I'll say Hot Uptown.
What
But
do you
yeah.
think of the whole conspiracy that like she's copying Sabrina, like with her album cover and everything?
Copying
You know?
Sabrina?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I
They're
don't have
not
the deep
that
connection.
reminiscent. It's a blue background and they're both like topless, I guess.
Oh.
But that's the only like similarity. I don't know.
Period.
I
Okay.
believe the conspiracy that Sabrina did date him in the
Yeah.
breakup period, but I don't think that there's like any animosity or copying or anything like that.
Yeah. I think people are just trying to have like the whole triangle of the Olivia,
Yeah.
Josh, whatever,
So,
love
it
triangle.
was also Sabrina.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think they're trying to bring that back.
She's
Yeah.
just always in drama. What can
Exactly.
we say? So, anyway, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Matthews. We appreciate
Thank
it.
you for
Hopefully,
having
you had a
me.
good time. Thank you for all the stories. It sounds like it
Yeah.
was a very eventful month in Peru, more than I
Definitely.
even thought.
Thank you for all the laughs. Like, I still think about some of those stories and gives me a giggle because some of them are just so funny. But it was a good time. I'm glad we got to share and reminisce together. And thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And to everyone else, we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.